The sounds of 1930s Paris fill the room at this coffee house in Florida. The Cook Trio specializes in gypsy jazz. Jason Cook is the group's lead guitarist.
It's very happy, and it's not a very subdued way of playing. It's very over the top, you know, it's like true guitar music, you know.
Gypsy jazz originated in France during the 1930s. Guitarist Django Reinhardt was instrumental in developing the style, having grown up in gypsy camps near Paris. Today's gypsy jazz musicians imitate Reinhardt, who played alongside violinist Stefan Grappelli in the group Quintet de Hot Club de France. Reinhardt played guitar chords with just two or three fingers. Other gypsy jazz musicians do as well. The Cook Trio's Kyle Jones says Reinhardt's music is notable for its distinctive, fast-paced, rhythmic guitar strumming, known as le pompe.
The guitar, you know, pushes the whole thing. It's, you know, like a pulse. You know, they call it the pump, but it really is like the pulse of the music that drives it forward.
Many bands around the world play the music at clubs and festivals. The Django Band entertains Russians at this club in Moscow. Guitarist Dmitry Kupcov says the genre has a large following.
People learn about this music style from each other over the internet, and they go, wow, this is great. The style is clear, easy to understand by the Russians. More and more people learn about it every day.
This venue in Florida is one of several places where gypsy jazz fans in the United States can enjoy the music.
This is a little different. It's got a little bit more of an upbeat to it. It's not as laid back as jazz, so I think I enjoy it a little bit more.
The Cook Trio musicians say they want to help expand the popularity of gypsy jazz, which is still unknown to a lot of Americans. But they point to annual festivals in New York, California, and Washington State as a sign that the music of Django Reinhardt still has a healthy following 56 years after his death. Steve Mort for VOA News, DeLand, Florida.